Lord. Amen. It is well with you. Tell your neighbor, I shall make it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's listen. Our Bible reading is taken from the book of John. The Gospel according to St. John. We read from verse 1 to 12. Gospel according to St. John, verse 1 to 12. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. 5. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lightened every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become children of God, even to them that believe in his name. For the Lord blessed the hearing and the reading of his words in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Today is first Sunday in the month of November. It's also the date of birth of some people. So there are some beautiful people among us who are born in November. If today is your birthday, I want you to please rise up as you come to the front and we pray for you. Everyone born in November. All November birthday people. The Lord will bless you as you come. We pray for you with a decree. Decree of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, here are your children born in November. And we want to thank you. We want to bless you. For making it possible for them to witness another day in their life. To witness their month of birth. This 2020. In spite of all the hazards that is going on, you have kept them. Father, as we say happy birthday to this one, you will rain down blessings upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessings that money cannot buy. Let it be the portion of these ones in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the Lord of Jacob protect you. May he send help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and regard with favor and all your burnt offerings. May he grant you your heart desires and fulfill your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation. And the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But you trust in the name of Lord our God. They collapse and fall. But you will rise and stand upright. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will answer you. He will answer you when you call. He will answer you when you pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come this time next year, you will have cause to glorify the name of the Lord more. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Happy birthday to you all. Shall be well with you. The small word I have for us this Sunday is found in that passage that we read. Who am I in Christ? The elders of Israel saw what John was doing, and they sent messages to him. Who are you? And the man answered by telling them, I am not the one you are expecting. I am just here to proclaim him. So this morning, I want to ask, who are you in Christ? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There was a pastor who played a prank on his congregation. He has already told his ministers before they came in. When they came in, really came to the altar. You know, he looked like this. You know, congregation was facing him. So they didn't see what was going on. So it was as if he's seen something strange, something harmful, dangerous. Just like this. And then he decided to run. As he was running, guess what happened? The entire congregation, without even knowing what is going on, everybody started running. But there was this minister who said, no, please sit down, it's a plan, sit down. You know, but before he said that, the whole thing has, you know. And then it reminded me of the song of Peter Tosh. Peter Tosh, remember him? Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die except Jesus Christ. Everybody wants to go to heaven. But nobody wants to die except Jesus Christ. Fear will not dominate us in the mighty name of Jesus. Who are you in Christ? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we have come today to speak of your word and to hear your word. Let your word do something beautiful in our life this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, Lord Almighty, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, we come with the authority that you have given us to gather at your feet. Father, we will not go the way we have come in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word will heal. Your word will transform. Your word will bring blessings upon our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, pray.
Amen.
So as believers in Christ, we need to know who we are as God intended and fulfills God's purpose for our life. Who we are. This is the key to a successful Christian life and a life lived on purpose. We need to know who we are in Christ so that we can know what to do. When to do it, where to go, and how to do it. Last month was pastor's appreciation. Yesterday, when I finished everything that I was doing in the church, I was just driving home. And then I suddenly hear God saying, you didn't remember my son in Nigeria. And my mind went straight to my pastor in Nigeria, Pastor Ekato. He has been here before. He must be a provincial pastor now, assistant provincial pastor. I don't know which of the two he is right now. But that was the person my mind went to straight. Then I said to myself, Mr. Carter doesn't need anything from us. But last time he came here, he blessed us. And God said no. And he gave me the name of the pastor. I said, I sent something to him last year, but I forgot. So immediately I got home, even before I slept, and look at my account, I was able to get something to him. When I saw the message he sent this morning, I was almost crying. Look, her daughter was in need of something, and that one has been fasting and praying for 3 days. They were owing a debt that was already almost becoming an embarrassment. Because the owner of the debt is what? The lender. The creditor. The creditor is already making some embarrassing text messages to them. He told me that with tears in his eyes, with the wife standing and shouting, Jesus, Jesus, because it was not expected. Jesus, 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 They were able to meet the need of the daughter's name, crying and praying to God for 3 days, fasting. And they were able to settle the creditor that was almost putting them to shame. God will cover your nakedness in the mighty name of Jesus. I have everything on my phone when I read it this morning. Then it dawns on me that please, when God asks you to do something, don't delay. We have a man of God who came to House of Faith that I said, God is telling you, go and spend money in the house of God or do this thing for the house of God. You are saying, Satan, get behind me. So will Satan ever ask you to spend for the propagation of the gospel of Christ? No way. Who are you in Christ? Number one, you are born again. I am born again. I'm spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for God's purpose through the living and the everlasting word of God. 1 Peter 1:23. You must know that. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. You are born again through the word of God. Don't let anybody deceive you. Number two, you are very precious son of God because you have been bought with a price. Do you know that price? The blood of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you are from God, and you are not your own? For you are bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You have been bought with a price and you belong to Christ. Who am I or who are you in Christ? You are somebody who have direct access to the throne of grace through Jesus Christ. Direct access. You don't need to go through anybody. You don't need to consult any divination. No. Direct access to Christ. Hebrews 4:14-16 is there. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. 15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to the help. No, and find grace to help in time of need. Come boldly. What is that problem? Come boldly. Don't do it in doubt. In one of the open heavens during the week, that the teacher said, anything done in doubt is a sin. Don't doubt whether God will do it for you. Come boldly. Present your case. You don't need to go through anybody. You don't need to buy a goat to get the blood. No, the blood of Christ availed for us. Who am I in Christ? 1 Corinthians 2:16. You know, you have the mind of Christ. Can you imagine that? And that is confirmed in 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Look at that. Look at that honor given unto us. Mind of Christ. And Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Who am I in Christ? You are a co-worker with Christ. Co-worker. 2 Corinthians 6:1. So we then as workers, together with him, also plead with you, not to receive the grace of God in vain. I pray that we will never receive the grace of God in vain in the mighty name of Jesus. When God speaks to you, carry it out. Because if you don't do it, he has an alternative. I think Gio gave an example, something like that, long time ago. He said he called somebody very, you know, they were close and he knows that he has the money. We need this thing to do. He said, okay, let me think about it. Then you call another person. That other person made the thing.
He thought they said, yeah, God has spoken to me. I want to do it. Well, something has been met. We can't wait for you. Eh? You want to go and preach. Eh? You've got to pray. God, but unfortunately, we don't need it anymore. We must have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is a giver. Otherwise, how would somebody offer his own body to be beaten and his life to be slaughtered or hang on a tree for you and I, even before we were born? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So on this Thanksgiving Sunday, I want you to know that you are chosen of God. You are dearly loved by God. Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. Then he went further. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen what? Generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A so special people. That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of utter darkness into his marvelous light. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you are also chosen to bear fruit. Read John 15:16. Jesus Christ said, you did not choose me. He said, but I chose you. And I appointed you so that you might bear fruit. Fruit that will last. So that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. When you bear fruit. Praise the Lord. You will bear fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. In the work of God, we bear fruit. In evangelizing, we bear fruit. He said, I am also complete in Jesus. We are complete in Jesus. Colossians 2:9-10. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. 10. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. So the moment you proclaim Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you have been what? Brought into fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. Ah! Gio, I will remember him. Because we have sat down under his mentorship and teaching for a very long time. Before he was a Christian, he said he doesn't go to the village for fear of that witch and wizard. For fear of those family members who doesn't want him to prosper. For fear of accidents on the road. But when he became a Christian, when he became born again, realizing that Christ has now given him power over every power and authority, what happened? He even announces before time, I'm coming on so day too. How many witches and wizards can wait for him? Praise the Lord. We must know who we are. Many Christians operate under fear. I don't want to die. I don't want the witches to come over me. Ah. I told you a sister once came to me and narrated her experience. And I look at her, I pray for her, and she left. After she left, and I said, God, what is going on? With all the years of experience of this sister as a Christian, she's still fearing all these things. All these witches and wizards are still torturing her. That same night, I slept. After observing my prayer, I love those quiet, silent prayers. My wife loved the prayer that, but my own, I love that quiet, simple one. After that, I take my sleep. Hey, I've not closed my eyes when this thing the Yorubas call Orin came up. Something that I thought is completely forgotten in my life. Because I used to suffer from it when I was not a Christian. When I was not a born again Christian. If you see the holy annoyance that overcame me when I was able to force my eyes open. And I started looking all those powers and principalities. And I remember the word of Peter. I think it's 1 Peter 5. It said, he who stands should do what? To take heed. Verse 4. Okay. We must have confidence in ourselves as Christians. But at the same time, take heed. Praise the Lord. And that is why Philippians 4:8 says, I am free from the law of sins and death. You are free. He said, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and there is anything praiseworthy, then meditate on these things. Praise the Lord. In conclusion, brethren, we are new creature in Christ. Amen. That's why 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, is what? All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Do you still fear witches and wizards? Then you are not there yet. You don't know who you are. Do you still murmur against God? You are not there yet. Things happen to you and you're asking me, why? Why me? Why not you? Do you know the lesson God is trying to teach you? Pastor Gbenro gave us some words sometimes when we were in household of faith. An accident happened between two brothers. One looked at the car like this and said, God, why have you done this to me? I started cursing. Terrible accident. The second one, another terrible accident. And the guy came out of the accident and said, with a broken hand, and said, ah, God, thank you. Who is a Christian among both of them? He never murmured. He said, thank you. One day I had an accident on in front of the stadium in Surulere. I parked my car. I was going inside Surulere, and I parked my car by the stadium because the holdup was too terrible. And I, put myself on an Okada. And another car came and he threw me up like this and I was blank. But suddenly the pain came. I was so happy. When the pain, I said, that means I'm not dead yet. Because a dead man will never feel pain. Praise the Lord. No matter what happens to you, you must not murmur against God. You must give thanks. You still exercise fear when traveling. People must not know where I'm going. People must not know when I'm going. Brethren, you are not there yet, so you don't know yourself. You don't know who you are in Christ. Oh, I can never visit my village again. Nor enter into our traditional family home again for fear of old witches and wizards in the household. You are not there yet. You don't know who you are. Are you still fearful? Sharing testimonies among brethren. You are not there. I don't want to share my testimony. I don't want people to know about me. You are not there yet. Because the Bible says, and they overcame. By who? By the blood of Jesus. And by the words of their hand, the word of their mouth, the words of their testimony. Praise the Lord. So be assured by God's promises. Embrace God's promises. Live, and if need be, die, believing God's promises. Why? Because God is true, so are also His promises. The whole covenant that we find ourselves in is a bundle of promises. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, brethren, I want us to pray that my true identity in Christ shall be revealed unto me. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. Many of us don't know our true identity in Christ. That is why we still operate under fear. When you have done all things, don't you see that passage that we read? It said, finally, brethren, Philippians 4:8. Whatever things that are true. One thing I want you to know is science is true. But we must, that's why Paul is telling us, meditate on them. Don't condemn it. It's facts and figures. Whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if there's any virtue and there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. We are going to pray. Father, reveal my true identity unto me. Let me know you. Let me know that you are indeed, you have power over principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Never will I operate under any fear anymore. No more fear, no more anxiety. In the mighty name of Jesus. For the rest of this year, Lord, I know I shall be here to say Happy New Year by December 31st. Have that assurance in you. For the word of God says, I shall not die but live to declare his glory. He said, I am a new creature. All things have passed away. You have entered into a bundle of promises for me. Lord, let me embrace your promises. Let me live to embrace your promise. Let me die believing in your promise. That indeed you are true. And that your promise are yea and amen. Pray, brethren, this morning. And by this, I will witness the last Thanksgiving in the month of December. And I will witness many, many, many uncountable Thanksgiving here on earth in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray, brethren. Prophesy. Tell yourself, Atemiyo atara ile mi. Atemiyo atamwe bi mi. Ah, oh ye ki ndupe. Ope ye oh baba. We will give thanks all the days of our lives. We will meditate on what you have done for us. We will know that it can only be you. Because of the bundle of promises that you give unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus. I prophesy and I decree into your life this morning, it is well with you. Brethren, say to yourself, it is well with me. Decree it into your life. Decree it into the life of your children. Decree it into the life of your neighbors. Decree it into your work. It is well with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be thy name, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. It is well with me. I am a child of God. I am a new creature. I have the mind of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. I am born again. I am bought with a price. In the mighty name of Jesus. I have direct access to the throne of grace. Therefore, anything I ask, the Lord will do unto me. Thank you, my Father. Glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Brethren, I want us to pray concerning this election. It was in Atlanta. I thought it's only white men, Caucasians that are militia. I saw all of them are African Americans with military style weapon parading as if it was a military. He said they are ready to defend this election with their blood. In Texas, some white supremacists, heavily harmed, they said they are ready to defend this election with what? It has never been like this in America. We are going to pray. Father, in the mighty, shame them, Lord. Make an open show of them. Put them to shame. The election shall be peaceful. In the mighty name of Jesus. We have never had any election like this before. Let the will of God be done. One of the prayer raised at the prayer meeting yesterday was that we are neither Democrats nor politicians nor Republicans. We are Christians. Prove yourself. Election in America has always been peaceful. This one will not be an exception. You will put all those war propagandists into shame. In the name of Jesus. Every plan of the enemy, Lord. Father, we cried upon this holy altar. I will say you will render their power useless. You will defeat them. Yes. Every counsel of Ahithophel you will turn to foolishness. Thank you, Father. Thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. As well, Father, we just bless your holy name. Thank you because today you have shown us who we are in you. We have your mind. We are born again. We have power over principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. We have realized that you are our advocate and you are always there to protect us. Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Almighty, we commit this election coming into your hand and we pray everyone planning for war, Lord Almighty, you will shut them up in the mighty name of Jesus. The election shall be peaceful. We will put the enemies to shame. Thank you because of us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You bear with us today. It's Thanksgiving.